Shabbat shalom. One more time. Shabbat shalom. All right, good. So in this week's Parsha, we find a familiar situation in which someone goes to complain to Moses. Happens once or twice in the Bible. In Moses' mindset, he has now watched his brother pass away, his sister pass away. 40 years they've wandered in the desert. He's lived through much and found out he's not going to get into the land of Israel. And now they're standing on the edge of the Jordan. We've just about made it. And remember, the entire book of Deuteronomy is Moses' last speech. So we're really just about there. And the heads of the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad come up to Moses and say, you've been a great leader. Thank you for taking us all this way. We raise cattle, and the grazing on this side of the Jordan is amazing. We want this land. We don't want to go into the land of Israel. Moses is furious. This is exactly what happened the last time he tried to take them in 40 years earlier. He says, you're going to ruin everything. God's going to be mad at you. Nothing's going to go well. Everything's going to be terrible. And Reuben and Gad say, no. You don't understand. It's not that we don't care. It's not that we don't believe Israel is our homeland. We, in fact, want to be committed to making Israel our homeland, so much so that, yes, our families will stay behind and we're going to build fortified cities for them to stay in on this side of the Jordan. But our soldiers, our shock troops, which I think is a fun translation on a side note, our soldiers will be the front lines of every military operation in the land of Israel. As we go in to conquer the land, we're going to be right there with you every step of the way. And Moses says, oh, actually, if you care that much and the land here is great, maybe that's okay. And he talks to everyone. He says to Joshua and Eliezer are taking over for him, make sure that they follow through on their promise. But if so, they don't need a spot in the land of Israel. The rest of the tribes can split up the land of Israel. And now we'll be on both sides of the Jordan. So I could end the drash here and say it's wonderful. Israel, diaspora relations. We live outside the land of Israel, and that's great. But I think there's something a little deeper here, something more we can learn, which is Reuben and Gad were not just committed to the land of Israel while still living outside the land of Israel. They also had something very specific to offer. Apparently, they were known for having these shock troops. They were known for having the best frontline soldiers. Their soldiers were excellent at running into battle and quickly securing victory. And so they said, while we're going to live on the other side of the Jordan, we are committed to Israel as a homeland, and this is what we are going to send. And I believe this is the message to us in the diaspora. We live in a very similar situation. Israel, we claim it's our homeland 3 times a day, we pray, and yet here we are on the other side of the Jordan. We're actually on the same side of the Jordan, but metaphorically speaking. In America, where we have better pastures to graze our proverbial cattle, and what do we have to offer? What do we have that is unique to us that we can give our homeland, the land of Israel? And I think the answer is what's happening here this morning and every morning and inside our synagogues. Masorti Judaism is what we call conservative Judaism in Israel, needs the innovations that we've had in the last 200 years here in America. Here in America, we have developed a vibrant and exciting understanding of Judaism that combines both a deep connection to tradition and an innovative understanding of how to integrate the modern world. In Israel, it is very, very difficult to find opportunities to make this happen. You just haven't had the same religious revolution that we've had here in America. And that's what we have the opportunity, that's what we have the responsibility to give as our shock troops, our support, our ideas to bringing an understanding of Judaism that meets the needs of the modern world while still embracing 3,000 years of tradition. So I hope you'll find opportunities to get connected, to understand Masoret Judaism, to visit Israel, to visit these small communities throughout Israel that are supporting a conservative Jewish way of life. And if you have any more questions, I'm happy to talk to you about it. And with that, I will say Shabbat Shalom.